Hey everyone, Chris Wan here. This is Accent Out Loud, a podcast about one person's take on English language learning, accent modification, and communication. So in this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about just something I've thought about more recently, and I guess when I'm working with clients, when I am interviewing, when I'm doing sessions, those types of things, a lot of the times I ask the question, where did you learn English first? Just to get a sense of where people, how much exposure people have, their experience with the language, yada, yada, yada. And one of the things that I actually do specifically ask is, did your English teacher have an accent as well? Was it a native English speaker, or was it somebody who, like you, is learning English as a secondary or tertiary language, right? And when you're learning English, there are so many different things you need to think about. There's so much information, and I'm just trying to grasp how much of that is pronunciation. The issue I have is a lot of times, the person teaching English is a non-native English speaker themselves, and if the potential or if the idea is that you want to pick up an native English accent, whether that be British English, one of those dialects, North American English, one of the general dialects, or one of the more nuanced dialects in America, I think there comes a point where acknowledging those differences between a non-native English speaker's English pronunciation and a native English speaker's pronunciation are important. Now, I'm not sure exactly when that would be the case. I mean, because there's so much to the language, you're learning how to spell, you're learning the words, you're learning the grammar, you're learning the nuances, but I'm not entirely sure that there is enough focus on the pronunciation as identified by a native English speaker, or with the intention of specifically addressing foreign English accents. And I think that's a gap in the field. I think that's a gap in the industry that I don't know if this is something that I can achieve. This is something that I can fill, but I'm gonna damn well try. And I think one of the questions that I always have in the back of my mind is whether or not I'm fully equipped to do so, whether or not I'm fully capable, or am I missing something? Am I doing something that not is unethical, but am I limiting, or potentially by taking this idea that I'm going to teach people a native English accent, or I'm going to correct these or address this gap in the system or in the industry, whether I'm missing something. So on multiple occasions, I've thought to myself whether it's worth going down the path of doing some sort of certification in English language teaching. And I think that's where I'm at in terms of a standstill. Unfortunately, things are pretty busy for me, but the more and more I engage in the topic, the more and more I work with clients, I think that might be something worthwhile in investing time in, so that I can sufficiently put to rest the idea that I'm not qualified to teach someone the language from start to finish. Because I specifically, right now, I'm specialized in pronunciation, I'm not sure how much overlap or how much negligence I'm creating by not addressing grammar, by not talking so much about like tenses in verb conjugation, all of that stuff. And I know that's something I never really truly want to specialize in, but I think with the intention of being well informed in those areas would be helpful to honing my craft. Yeah, I think that right now I'm sort of rambling on about it, but I really do think that there's this gap in the field. And my hope for this podcast, my hope for a YouTube channel, my hope for this as a resource for people is that people can better discern for themselves what they want to take out of my content, and hopefully teach themselves how to improve their English accent. With my Instagram posts at Lucid Accent, I try to do very quick minute reads or things like that that can impact your pronunciation of specific words, but it's hard to teach a more systematic approach or systematic evaluation of your sound repertoire through a single post or a, 30-second clip. So I'm hoping that the YouTube channel, once I get that started, once I get the videos cranked out, will be helpful for that. But yeah, I think, again, this is something brand new to me. I'm working through the kinks. I'm just talking out loud and documenting what I'm thinking, what I want to do, putting that out in the universe so that later down the road when I start doing this a bit more and churning it out a bit more easily, that it's something I can look back on and be proud of. So that's just sort of quick one this time around. I'm starting to get the packages for my YouTube channel stuff. I purchased just some lighting, so the video will be a bit better. Some audio stuff. I have a camera. So once I can get that set up in some sort of decent configuration for my workspace, then I can start trying to churn those out a bit more productively. Chris Wan signing out. I don't know what else to say. Have a good one. If you like what you're hearing, or even if you aren't, let me know. I know this podcast can be something great and educational for a lot of people. I'm here to listen, so give me your take, your likes, your dislikes, and maybe we can make this into something that'll help a lot of people. Leave a rating on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Once I figure out how to read the reviews, I'm sure it'll help.